So how do we move forward from this moment, right? We're all living on the land. And I think sometimes there's a fear that tribes are advocating. When we say land back, we're not saying land back and we're kicking everyone off, right? Because we recognize that that would be genocide. That is not what we're advocating for. Again, what tribes are actually advocating for is that they are not just consulted, but have rights of refusal and rights of agreeance for lands that they have been managing for millennia. And so one thing that folks from outside of Indigenous communities can do is when talking about land and when thinking about environmental policies and agricultural policies, always considering whether or not Indigenous people have been involved in this decision and deciding that that's something important. I think another way, and this is more personal, but you have to connect to the land that you're living on. You have to get to know it. You have to know the time of year that it gets so rainy that you can't walk around because it's muddy. You have to figure out that one week in the summer where it'll go from completely dry and hot to giant thunderstorms. You need to know where the sun is going to hit and which tree is going to bloom first, because that is what is missing right now. We have lost our relationships to the land. We have lost the ability to talk about our relationships with the land, because the reality is that we are all already in relationship with the land. Unfortunately, because of the way our communities are structured, it is generally a very bad relationship with the land. So when thinking about personally what you can do, I think it's about writing that relationship with the land and remembering that the land gives to us, but we also need to give back to the land. And so in thinking about the ways in which we might begin to write our relationships with the land, recognizing that because Indigenous communities have been in relationship with the land for so long, it's going to necessitate you being in right relationship with Indigenous communities. We've got to be in relationship with the land, in good relationship with the land, and with each other.